AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The polls have just closed in Michigan's last three counties, and we expect results soon to go along with results already in from Mississippi. AP correspondent Mark Smith has a live report.
And Ross, both parties' frontrunners have won in Mississippi tonight, but Michigan is the big prize, and there on the Republican side, Donald Trump is leading. But with about 12% of the precincts reporting, it's not a huge lead. He's got 38% of the vote to 28% for John Kasich and 20% for Ted Cruz. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders has an early lead over Hillary Clinton in Michigan, 51% to 46%. At a rally in Miami tonight, his backers were cheering.
They may have all of the money and all of the power, but you know what we got? You're seeing it here tonight. We have the people.
That said, thanks to a victory in Mississippi, Clinton has the delegates right now. She won handily there and will pick up another 21 for the Democratic convention. In the Republican battle, Donald Trump was the winner in Mississippi in a close two-way battle with Cruz. Ross?
Cruz told a crowd in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight those who want to stop Trump are unifying behind his campaign.
At this point, there are only two candidates who have a plausible path to 1237. That is Donald Trump and me. Both of us have over 300 delegates. He is about 80 more than I do. Everyone else is way, way, way below us.
Jim Owen, a country music singer who sang Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man, says Trump's detractors are hearing his language, but not his message.
I'm a Trump fan. I've been a Trump fan since he started, before he started running. People don't know him. He says things sometimes they don't like, but he doesn't say wrong things. He says them incorrectly.
Once again, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, big winners in Mississippi. This is AP Radio News. The president's personal physician says healthy lifestyle choices are having a positive impact on his health.
The president exercises every day, and his doctor, Ronnie Jackson, says since his last physical, he's dropped 5 pounds and now weighs 175, has lowered his cholesterol, and has gained muscle. The doctor says the president drinks alcohol occasionally and in moderation, is tobacco-free but occasionally uses nicotine gum, takes vitamin D, and also Nexium as needed for occasional acid reflux. Overall, he says the president is very healthy, and all signs indicate he'll remain that way until the end of his term. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A financial executive pleaded not guilty today to charges that he killed his pediatrician wife by stabbing her 22 times while she was taking a shower at their multi-million-dollar suburban New York City home. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.